It's fitting that the idea for a prayer-based social network came to Jamie Coughlin and his brother Adam while they were parked on a pew at Mass.
We're basically sitting in church and saying, I wish I could give electronically to my church. I pay everything else online, all my bills, all my other charitable things, but there's really no easy way for me to kind of give to my church. So we built it.
Coughlin says online bill pay for the collection plate makes a lot of sense in the 21st century. But it's also not surprising that no one else had really thought of it on this scale before.
I think much of the faith-based world is kind of non-innovative, not necessarily tech-savvy. And when you kind of go to different faith-based group websites, you kind of see that.
The Coughlin's idea eventually morphed into a social network called Plus Grace. Users create a free profile and start prayer campaigns that others can comment on and share. But it's important to remember, the Coughlin brothers are also entrepreneurs. This is a for-profit venture, so they came up with a way to earn money for themselves and faith-based groups. They allow organizations to fundraise on the site and charge a 2-5% transaction fee on donations.
But in order to make the giving process less about just the transaction, we decided that we should bring to this that spirit and that belief in prayer. And there was nothing on God's green earth that combined the two.
It's the prayer part that's really resonated. The site targets anyone of any faith who wants to pray. And on the Plus Grace homepage, there are prayers for the Pope, more heart-wrenching pleas, like a campaign for a baby born with spina bifida. And then there's lighter fare, like prayers for NFL quarterback Tim Tebow. Eric Goldschmidt heads the Church in the 21st Century Center at Boston College. He says Christianity has survived because it's been savvy at using whatever communication technology was available at the time. Letters in the early days, and later on the printing press, radio, and TV.
And so it is absolutely critical that it engage this form of technology to be part of that online community. If that's where its people are spending time and that's where they're looking for wisdom or looking for relationships or connections, then the church is obligated to be there.
But he says there's a likely reason why there wasn't a modern social network for prayer before the Coughlins built one.
In our religious communities, the leaders tend to be older, more mature adults. And so often in nonprofit organizations, it's the younger adults that are driving the awareness and the appreciation of how technologies can enhance their mission.
Goldschmidt says some churches are really good at drafting young people and plugging into the online world. Evangelical megachurches, for example. Other groups that are more traditional, like the Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches, tend to just not think about it as much. Pope didn't have a Twitter account until a few years ago.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A Catholic prayer group at Our Lady of the Holy Rosary Church in Rochester begins with the Rosary. The sanctuary is filled with mostly middle-aged people and seniors. But this is a charismatic prayer group. It's based on Pentecostal practice. So there's also singing and freestyle prayer, and some people speak in tongues. This kind of gathering was cutting edge for the Catholic Church about 40 years ago. 64-year-old Jackie Morganti is one of the group leaders.
What's your group's relationship with technology?
Not very much technology. I mean, most of us have a computer, but to say we're savvy at all, uh-uh.
Most of the group just likes to do things the old-fashioned way, highlight your Bible and show up for church. Still, Morganti says it's important to engage young people online. But there has to be a balance.
If you wanted a rich prayer life, that couldn't be your only kind of prayer and worship. You know, being with the community is what we all need.
But for some young people who aren't active churchgoers, a website might offer the most practical path to prayer. Take Amanda Murtha. She's 23 years old and heard about Plus Grace from Adam Coughlin. So Murtha started a prayer campaign for her friend Alex. He was in a bad car accident in January, and he's been comatose ever since.
For me, I'm not a religious person, but I love this site because it's just all these other people that I've never even met, my friends, that are now getting those positive thoughts out there and just thinking of him, and it's really inspiring, actually.
Plus Grace is still really new. It only launched about a month and a half ago. It has several hundred users all over the world, but most are concentrated in New England. So if Plus Grace wants to become Facebook for the prayerful, it's still going to have some mountains to move. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.